Hello, welcome to You Never Should Have. My name is Faith Job and we are on episode 6. Oh, I can't believe it. Like, if anybody told me that would be consistent in this particular series, I'd be like, no, this is just my life experience. I'm going to talk about it whenever I want to. But I put consistency on my vision board this year and I'm trying so hard to use even the littlest thing, if there's a word like that, the most little thing to build that consistency. So I've tried to use my podcast, I've tried to use my workout sessions, and of course my morning rituals basically. So I'm just grateful to God that it's been possible, because he has made this journey a whole lot easier for me, because I've just submitted to his will. I'm like, God, do with me what you please. Okay, sorry, before I start deviating and start preaching the word, today's episode is going to be about red flags, things you should not ignore, things you should look, not basically look out for, but if they happen to happen, then you should not turn a blind eye, you should not ignore it. These are things you really, really should put into serious consideration. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So after this short break, we're going to delve into it as usual. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. So delving in straight up. When someone shows you or reveals themselves to you for the first time, you really need to believe them. Don't try to make excuses in your head that, oh, wow, maybe he just reacted this way because so. Mm-mm. That was God giving you a sign that, okay, this is what you're going to have to deal with. Are you okay with it? And because we're females, well, not just females per se, when we love hard, well, I don't know about other people, when I love very hard. I love with everything that I have, with my body, with my soul, with my spirit, like my emotions, everything is there. Not to talk about when I am in a committed relationship, it's like everything for me. And I see the signs and I know I ignore them. First thing I do is that I ignore them. I try to make excuses for those persons. I give not just second, third, but fourth chances. You understand? Those are my own flaws, and I don't know if I should call them flaws, but that is what happens. I turn a blind eye, and even when people tell me I am as stubborn as a he and a she goat combined in one, so I'm like a he she goat. I know it's not easy to love with your heart and love with your head. It seems like when your heart is working, your head does not work, and when your head is working, the heart is not working. But the sweet part about life is always knowing how to strike a balance. Striking a balance is like everything. You shouldn't be on the extreme side of things, and you know, it shouldn't be too extreme on both ends. So let me tell you something. I'm supposed to talk about the red flags. Yes, I'm talking about the red flags, and in as much as I'm talking about the red flags, I'm also trying to tell you that it doesn't matter when it occurs in the relationship. It doesn't matter how early you see it. When you see it, I feel like you should be cautious. The first one I will talk about, obviously, is cheating. If someone is cheating on you, I don't know about guys if they tend to know when their girlfriends are cheating on them. But as for girls, we always know. Call it the woman instinct, call it whatever it is you want to call it, but we always know when something is up. We know, we see these signs, and then we start praying to God that, why is it? Look, there are some prayers that I feel like God will not even answer, especially when it has to do with prayer of choice. Even in the Garden of Eden, where God, there was a tree of life, and there was tree of there was a tree of life in the garden, and there was a tree that was supposed to give them wisdom, like open their eyes. Those things were there, but God allowed that free will. Like, you can choose whatever you want, but know that whatever you choose, there is a consequence attached to your choice. And so if you see that this man has a problem of cheating, and you still go ahead to chuck your head in the marriage, and you know that that thing is like a deal breaker for you. I know they'll say, oh, there's no guy in this world that doesn't cheat. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. But if a man is cheating on you consistently all the time, then for starters, he doesn't even respect you. Two, he doesn't have the fear or the love of God in him. Three, he's not scared of losing you. And like, the list goes on, but these are just the ones that just came to my head now, because you know, you never should have, it's all about freestyling, so I may forget some points and I may remember them later. But it's not even a good sign. If you're cheating in a relationship, there is a very, very high chance that he's going to keep cheating even after in marriage. And so, is this something you can bear with? If it's something you can bear with, sure, go ahead, marry the guy. But if it's not something you can bear with, I would tell you, there is no amount of prayer or fasting that you would do that would make a man who is a regular cheater for him to change. Right? You can say, oh, it's a mistake and you should forgive. When, to me, a mistake is something that happens once and then it never repeats itself again. That is a mistake. But when it happens once and you say, oh, it's a mistake, I won't do it again, but then you do it again, it no longer becomes a mistake. The second time that you perform that act, or the second time that you did that particular thing that hurts your spouse's or your partner's state of mind, or you hurt them physically or whatever, the second time you do it, it is no longer a mistake. The second time was a choice. You had a choice of reflecting on the first time you did that shit and how your partner reacted and how much they were hurt, and then you still went ahead to do it again. Meaning you damned all the consequences. You're like, man, whatever. Yeah, I cheated on her before. I'm going to do it again. I'll just try to be smart about it. And then she still finds out and you're back to square one of saying, oh, it was a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake. It was a choice. You chose to do it. And it was a deliberate act, meaning you foresaw whatever consequence that was going to happen. You foresaw everything and you still chose to do it. So I hope I'm not deviating, but basically it's not like a mistake. That's just my point. It's a choice, especially when it happens more than once. If at once it happens the second time, you have every right to make that decision at that point in time. The second red flag, which I think would have even come as number one, is and actually I'm going to talk about this extensively in another episode, is your values. Do you guys share the same values? Even the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked. It's not just talking about, oh, he's a Christian, I'm not a Christian. It goes deep into you. It's a red flag if on the surface you guys don't even have like a spiritual connection. Not to talk about your value system, like, what does he value? What are his principles? Do they align with yours? What are your purposes? What are you like? It's a you may not look at it as a red flag, but I think that anything that drags you away from God or the things of God, anything that drags you further away from your relationship and your intimacy with your Creator is a no-no. Anything that drags you away from your purpose, why you were created, it is also a no-no. So this is even the number one compared to cheating and all that. Another red flag you should look out for is, not look out for, but if it happens to happen, then it's something you should not ignore, and that is abuse. And when I say abuse, I mean in every aspect, both physical abuse, mental abuse, verbal abuse, whatever category of abuse, do not take it lightly, because that is one thing I am 100% sure of, that it will never change. It's going to take the grace of God. You don't, when I say it takes the grace of the Almighty God for that to change. So when you're in your dating stage or your dating phase and he hits you, the same thing applies with the whole cheating thing. If it happens the first time, you can comfortably, or which even when it happens the first time, I think you should like just, that's the sign, just take your things and go. Even as little as shouting and then or abusing you and calling you names, that is a major red flag, because one day from calling you names, he's going to go into being physical with you. So you don't even have to wait till he hits you before you see that this nigga has, or sorry, this guy has a tendency of getting to that point where he can actually hit you. There's always someone that's going to react. You know that this person is capable of doing this other thing. So the same thing, like I said, any kind of abuse, if it happens the first time, you can say or assume, oh, it was a mistake. And how the mind works is that you try to replay everything that happened, and then you start saying to yourself, oh, maybe I pushed him to the wall, or maybe if I didn't respond the way I responded, it wouldn't have gotten to this point, it wouldn't have escalated. Maybe if I had kept quiet, like you just keep blaming yourself and try to see reasons why he hit you or why he acted that way, and you try to say, okay, fine, maybe I pushed him, or maybe he was having a bad day and I just made it worse and that was the only way he could react. All those are excuses. When it comes to domestic violence, do not make excuse for the abuser. He hit you. There were other ways you could respond to whatever than hitting somebody. So anyway, it happens the first time, and then let's say, for example, you forgive and you make all these excuses in your head, and then you guys move on. That first time could be a mistake, and if that boy or man truly loves you, he would do everything within his power to see that it never happens again, especially with the fact that he knows how much pain it costs you, or maybe he injured you in a way, or he damaged something in your body, or the physical, the mental abuse, the manipulations and all that. He saw how much, or he's seen how much he affected you, and so he wouldn't want to do that same thing again. But let's say it happens again. You know, at that point, you don't need the Holy Spirit to tell you that this person does not value you. The first was a mistake. So what about the second? What about the third? What about the fourth? And then you will still close your eyes and still keep making these excuses for this person. And you enter marriage and you think in that marriage he's going to change, or you think somehow the Holy Spirit would just automatically transform that man that could not be transformed in like you people's 5 years or 6 years of dating, and you suddenly think in the marriage he's going to change. Whew. I don't know how to break this news, but it's very unlikely for that to happen. Okay, so another thing you should not ignore as a red flag is somebody who is extremely jealous. I use the word extremely because even the Bible says my God is a jealous God and we are made in his own image and likeness. So you're going to assume it's kind of okay to be jealous at some point, to an extent. There's some reasonable kind of jealousy, and there are the ones that are just extreme. Let me tell you the ones that are overly extreme. When he just suspects every single male person you have around you, or he is going through your phone on a steady, or he's trying to get into your social media account, or he's just very suspicious of your every move. It's not like you have done anything to warrant the jealousy, but because he's too suspicious of everything, he just starts making up images in his head, and then he starts getting jealous out of things that have not happened, are not likely to happen, that never happened before. Let me give you one reason why that happens. Any guy that is very jealous, extremely jealous, he's jealous, and his jealousy and suspicion is only a reflection of who he is. So take, for example, a cheating man. A cheating man is suspicious that his own partner is also cheating on him because he's doing it. So he tries to mirror his image on her. And so what happens is that he just assumes that, oh, I'm cheating. Probably she's also doing the same thing. And that's where the suspicions come. That's where the jealousy comes, because you can't bear to think of the fact that, oh, another man is could be touching my woman. So funny, my woman. So he can't bear the thought that another man is touching his babe, but still he's okay doing that to his own girlfriend. Like, it's just very funny. I think it's a mental issue, to be honest, but I don't want to call names. I don't want to I'm not a doctor. I don't want to classify something, you know, but I feel like it's a mental issue. And so that extreme jealousy, it is not cute. Extreme jealousy, insecurity, suspicion, it's not cute. A man who truly loves God and a man who truly trusts his babe, you won't be suspicious of every Dick, Tom and Harry. She was a babe before you met her, and I'm sure you know she'll still be a babe after, while you guys are married. I'm not saying you should allow your girlfriend to keep like so many guys around, but there should be a level of trust in a relationship, and you shouldn't just start suspecting her just because you are doing something bad and you just assume she'll be doing something bad too. Another thing you should look out for is a guy who lies. Liars are very close relatives of the devil, in my opinion. If you can lie, you can definitely steal, you can kill, you definitely will cheat, because cheating and lying, they kind of go hand in hand, as my friend would say. If he's cheating, he has to lie to cover up his tracks. So when you lie unnecessarily, impulsively, it really is I've been saying this whole mental issue thing, but it is a mental issue, and you need to have it checked. So lying is a very big red flag. When you lie to someone, it means you don't even love them. It means you don't value their presence in your life. It means you have total disregard for them. It means so many things, actually, but I'm just going to put it here. Like, lying is a no-no. Lying is a major red flag, because lying can lead to so many other things that do not make a beautiful or blissful or beautiful, blissful relationship. So take note of that. Another thing you should not ignore is your peace of mind. If this relationship is taking you away from your peace of mind, then you know that it is not meant, even it's not even supposed to go into marriage. I don't know why we do that to ourselves. You make the excuse that, oh, no relationship is perfect, everybody fights. Agreed, yes, there's a level of friction that needs to happen in every relationship. I mean, with every friction you get closer, with every friction you get to know that person better, but there are certain frictions that are just not necessary. There are certain frictions that really could have been avoided completely, but because you're not either with the right person or you guys are not sharing the same values, those frictions tend to be more. It's just like contraction when you're already getting close to labor. You see that the contractions, they stay longer, and then the interval is a lot shorter. That's how you know you're getting close to popping that baby. So when it's like that, you know that, wow, it's really time to like take a step back and just, I don't know, both of you should just take a step back and understand yourselves, because whenever there are frequent issues coming up, it means that either you guys are not aligned, you guys are not headed towards the same direction, you guys are not, what's the other word I'm saying, you guys are not compatible. Yes, with the same. Another thing I would not ignore is anger issues. Whether you're a male or a female, I don't care. Work on your anger issues. You cannot get angry to the point that you say something that you cannot take back to your partner, because words are very powerful, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if your uncle is going to make you do something hurtful to your boyfriend or your girlfriend, if your anger is going to make you say hurtful things, I think it's something you should work on your own before you even attach yourself to another person. So anger issue is a red flag. Do not ignore it, because from that anger it builds up into something that you can't even imagine, something that you don't even know where it's going to build up to. So I would suggest it's not your duty to find where that anger can possibly lead to. Leave. It's a red flag if you're not going. I feel like you don't even need to be in the relationship to help that person. You can just like, okay, step aside, but still help that person find ways and solution to work on that anger, because I also think it's a mental issue. Yes, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's a mental issue and it's something that can be fixed, but you don't have to be in it to fix it. I don't know if I'm going to call this a red flag, but I think you should also observe the kind of friends that he or she keeps, because most likely if you look closely you would see and you would find out that the kind of friends that he keeps or the kind of friends that she keeps is actually a representation of who he is or who she is. Let me stop saying he and she. I'm speaking for the girls right here. So his friends are a representation of who he is and how he acts. So if his friend is this type of person that already has a girlfriend, and maybe he comes to, you know, the one girlfriend that is supposed to be his official girlfriend, but yet each time you guys meet, he's always with like another babe or somebody entirely different, or somebody he just met randomly, and you just keep wondering, how do you think that when you are not around, or maybe you're not in town, you don't think that your own boyfriend too would comfortably, if he's comfortable enough to bring another babe to where your boyfriend is and to where you are as his own babe, trust me, there's nothing stopping your boyfriend from doing the same thing when you are not around, but in the presence of, like, the way guys work, I really don't know how guys are wired per se, but I don't know, is this whole bro code thing that's going on within them. And yeah, at this point in time, if you're my boyfriend's friend and I know your babe, and you bring another one that I don't know, you cannot shut my mouth, or you cannot bribe me, because I must stop, because I am not going to advocate for that. If you know you're not in a commentary, then let that other girl know that, look, I am seeing other people. Don't come and cage somebody and think that, like, you can see other people but she can't do the same thing. Yes, speaking of caging, another thing you should look out for, I think if this kind of comes, it kind of goes hand in hand with being too jealous and suspicious, when a guy is very protective to the point that it feels like literally he's caging you like a wild animal. Even if you're not a wild animal, you're not the kind of person that just goes loose and here I am now. If he's caging you too much, it means he does not trust you, and trust is very important in a relationship. So I think that is also a red flag. If there is no trust, it breeds so many other things like jealousy, insecurity, suspicion, overprotection, and all that. So yes, I think I should just compile everything as red flag number whatever and say trust. If there's no trust, it's a red flag. You need to find out why. Well, there's so many red flags, to be honest, and I think what might be a red flag to me might not be a red flag to someone else. Like, I know women who are very comfortable with this whole cheating thing, and it's like, oh, what, every man cheats. It's very possible that every man cheats, and okay, if you can live with it, then who am I to say you should leave your sweet boyfriend that cheats? Like, it's not a big deal. If it's not a big deal to you, it's not a big deal to you, as long as both of you have an understanding. Some people don't even see the whole beating thing as a big deal. Like, oh, I've heard some girls say, if he doesn't beat me, I feel like he doesn't love me. I feel like you need to go and get your head checked because you have a mental issue. I'm really stressing about this whole mental issue thing, because relationship really is all about your mind, soul, and body. So there are some things that have happened to you in your past that has affected you mentally, and I feel you should check that before you even go into another relationship. There are some girls that will even say, it's not just beating. If he beats me, I beat him back, we'll fight. You really don't know how, you don't have any idea how much that affects. Imagine you guys have a child, and that is what your child is seeing while growing up. How do you think they're going to turn out or shape? How do you think they're going to turn out to be in the society? Their first expression of love is violence, and that child, if he's a male, will most likely grow up to hit his own girlfriend or his own wife, or the girl will grow up with the idea that if this guy doesn't hit me, then this is not a relationship, or this is not something to call marriage. So you need to. I can stay here and talk for the whole 30 minutes and people will still do what they want to do. But I think my calling and my ministration right now is to younger girls that really don't have, that still have this little bit of innocence in them. And young girls that still want to better themselves when it comes to relationship. Relationship should not even be your goal if you're not even up to 21 years, because at that point you don't even know who you are, you don't know what you like, you don't know your values, you don't know your principles, you're still very much confused. You need to stay on your own, understand who you are, know your values, work, earn some money, be financially responsible and independent to a very certain extent before you go and seek for a relationship. But if you're like me that just love and everywhere you are looking for love, you need to try to be smart about it. And I'm not going to say, oh, don't have boyfriend, I don't have the right to tell you that, because even when I was told, I did not listen. But there's so many mistakes that you can avoid, there's so many mistakes that you cannot prevent. Yes, and I really don't want you to make that mistake. And that's what even inspired this podcast to start with. That's what inspired this series. So I'm going to end it here. I think this would have been my longest podcast on this particular series, and I am very sorry, but I wanted to split these things into different points and talk about each, but I don't think there's any need to go so deep and delve into it. I'm just passing across the message, and I hope you get it. I hope you got it. I hope you're getting it. I hope you're getting it. So I think that's where I'm going to stop. I'm going to put a pin right here, and thank you so much for listening. Like I said, You Never Should Have is going to come to an end by this month, the month of March. If I still have more things to talk about, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I want to end this podcast series by the end of March. So thank you for everyone who has listened. I got some encouraging words the last time, and I'm really grateful. I don't take such kind words for granted. Join me again next week for another episode. Like I said before, thank you so much for listening, and this is all I'm going to say for this particular topic of red flags. So I hope you enjoyed it, I hope you learned something, and stay blessed. Love you guys so much. Mwah. Bye.